get switched to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. It's Monday, so we've got to wake everybody up. Joining me as he has for the last 17.37 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny Scott, what's going on, man?
Living the dream, but I'm not sure whose.
How was your weekend after I left you on Friday afternoon?
You did leave me.
We had a fun time on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, we're gonna do it again every Friday over at Sapphire, Sapphire Pool and Day Spa.
I gotta tell you, man, that place was popping. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you like it now more because it's topless.
Well, maybe.
Everything's better with booze and boobs. Joining us also in studio, speaking of booze and booze, from Hooters,
wow.
Hotel and Casino. That's a segue.
Nice. Oh, that's
the legendary show producer and bald-headed gentleman, Pete Housley.
Well, thanks.
One of the things we were talking about, you and our other guest, another bald-headed gentleman, illustrator extraordinaire, Neil Portnoy.
Jeffrey, you're between two bald men.
I've got more hair than the three of you combined.
I'm a yarmulke away from being bald.
I hear you.
So two circus clowns were shoveling poop for the elephants. And one said to the other circus clown, "I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my job." He said, "Why don't you quit?" And he said, "What, and give up show business?"
Ba-da-boom.
I got the same results on Friday. I made the mistake of emceeing the Sapphire Comedy Hour.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really more like a burlesque show.
I should have asked you, how was your Saturday and night show?
That was Saturday. Yeah. So Friday we were at Sapphire Pool and Day Club.
We were. We had a couple of funny gentlemen with us there.
We did. We had Lou Miguelowitz,
yeah,
who's always a kick in the pants, and he just sits there and laughs, which is fine with me. That's what I like. That's what I like in a guest. Someone that
the
just
DJ
sits and laughs.
DJ's playing great music. Everyone's in the pool playing volleyball. It's like being at a house party in someone's backyard.
Yeah,
it's great.
We're there every Friday. In August.
4 to 6.
So if you want to get on our guest list, and you could even have a limo, free limo, come pick you up, go to VegasNonstop.com. VegasNonstop.com, all one word. So that was Friday. And then over the weekend, I saw a play called Opium.
Oh, yeah. That's the new Cosmo play.
Cosmopolitan, the Rose Rabbit Lie.
How was that? I hear it's pretty wild.
It's crazy.
I like novelty acts. And I've always liked, you know, in vaudeville and burlesque, they used to call them flash acts. And Pete, you remember?
Yep.
Vaudeville and burlesque.
Yeah, back in the day when I had hair.
I like, you know, 5 minute, 6, 7 minute kind of acts. One guy comes out with a hula hoop, and you know, the act that I never understand to this day, and it's very similar to absinthe, is the two guys that balance on each other. And you know, I was like, were they sitting on the couch watching TV? And one said, "Hey, why don't you lay down on the ground, put your feet up, and let me see if I can stand on your hands." You know, how does that happen? Yeah. Is it birth? I mean, I don't know. So, yes, I saw Opium, and that's filled with those. It's very good. I just, you know, I don't need the theme in between, but I guess they do have that common thread that they're supposed to be like on the USS Enterprise on a spaceship. And I don't even know why it's called Opium, because to me, I thought they were going to be smoking hash.
Opium?
And weed, and yeah, and you know,
in like a Chinese den somewhere.
Yes, like it's once upon a time in America.
With a long pipe, and the little Chinese lady comes along and lights the pipe.
You lay on your left side.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that either of you've been to such
Bobby
a place,
on the board.
Right?
Never. No,
for those
never.
Of you near a computer, please go to Facebook, go to Jonathan Scott LV, JonathanScottLV, Scott LV, and like us and share us, and you can see what we're doing here, not just hear it. For those that are on the radio, please watch the road.
Damn it!
So I saw Opium on Saturday night.
How could it have been Saturday night if you were hosting a comedy show?
Maybe it wasn't Saturday. I don't know when it was.
It was probably Friday night
after
we left Sapphire. You went to the show Friday night.
Was it?
Look at you.
I don't know. I really don't know. I barely know that it's Monday. True. Mondays I remember because I always... Because
you hate them.
I hate Mondays.
I know you do.
I really don't like... Except for when there's Monday Night Football, which is coming up very soon.
And by the way, I called you yesterday afternoon, and you were very relaxed at the pool, my friend.
I was at
the... I have never heard you that relaxed.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, I went for my old man walk like I do every day. Scare the kids in the neighborhood at Las Vegas Country Club. and then I started doing planks again.
What?
Planks and push-ups.
You can plank?
I could plank.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah. I've got a friend. My friend Mook could plank for 10 minutes. But, you know, he's East Indian.
I've done 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Yeah, that's great. And then I went and swam some laps.
Good
and then
for you
called. And then I had my headset on.
You were out of breath.
No, I was sleeping. No. I was sleeping by the pool.
You were napping.
It was like 5 on Sunday afternoon.
And you picked up the phone. You're like, hello.
Hello. Hello. You're like, who is this?
I'm like, is John there?
And you guys were all hopped up. I don't know what you guys were doing.
Well,
but
it was Sunday fun day at Club G.
You were very enthusiastic. I'll just say that. You were very enthusiastic.
It was Sunday fun day at Club G. Gino was cooking. We had
Chef
a few
Gino.
Libations.
Chef
and
Gino
he said,
Bernardo.
He goes, get Jonathan on the phone. I got to talk to him about something.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday at 5 is not really the right time to start talking about show ideas.
Nope.
speaking of great chefs.
Yes, unfortunately, we lost a great
Joel
today.
Robuchon,
Joel Robuchon passed away this morning, 73 years old. I didn't know if this was public knowledge. Apparently, he had been suffering with cancer for a while. So literally deemed the greatest chef in the world. What he had did for French cuisine and cuisine in general about making it approachable to the average person, he changed cuisine and how we ate or how we continue to eat all over the world. So his Atelier brand, which we have here at MGM next to Joël Robuchon, is an homage to that sort of more approachable kind of food where you sit at the table, you're talking to the chef, he's feeding you and telling you about the food as you're eating it. It's a real dining experience from beginning to end. And unfortunately, yeah, we lost him.
No, it was
today.
The end.
Yeah, it was a shocker.
Sorry to make jokes about that, but death is funny too. You can make death,
gotta,
you can make
be
death
funny.
Jokes. Not to him.
He made it sound all fancy though.
Yeah, he didn't. He said atelier, atelier.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
An atelier is like a less refined way of dining, a more approachable way,
more casual,
more like you're sitting in my kitchen and we're eating together, as opposed to that classic French cuisine of, you know, white tablecloth and every course, and you sit down, you're like, I don't know what that fork is for, and, you know, 7 different glasses and the bow tie waiter.
I'm just more amazed every time I listen to Jeffrey with a G speak. First, we're at a holiday event, and he's speaking perfect Hebrew, and now I know he's Canadian, but the accent and putting it where I'm
as
amazed.
As a young
he's
Jewish
a linguine. He's a regular linguine.
As a young Jewish boy growing up in Montreal, I got the best of both worlds.
I went
to a French immersion school, a private Jewish school, where I learned math, history, social studies in French, and then I took English and Hebrew classes.
And 2 years later, you learned how to text with 2 fingers. I'm blown away.
There was no texting back
he
then.
He could daven with the best of them.
I hear you.
Although I don't know how to put tefillin on.
You don't?
I do not.
I have a cousin that'll show you. I ran across that experience. Not it for me.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
I used to go in Chicago. I'd go down to the Diamond District on 5 South Wabash, and I'd see my friend Howard Frum. And the rabbis would be there, and they'd actually be laying tefillin on Thursday. There's a little Jewish background.
My dad tells a funny.
Bobby's giving us
my
a
dad
little.
Tells a funny story. He, 1967, he and my mom get married. They go to Paris, and a lot of the Chabad Jews.
Sure.
They'll walk around trying to get people to daven and pray and put tefillin on. And
I have them for cousins.
So, exactly. So, a young Chabad guy, the Hasidim with the payas, walks up to my dad and says, excuse me, sir, are you Jewish? He said, yes. Have you had a chance to daven today? He said, I did, but I chose not to. Have a great day.
Nice. Nice.
So.
And that's the funny story?
A little bit. A little humor there amongst the Jews.
Two Jews walk into a bar and they buy it. That's the joke. That's the joke.
That's an old joke.
Pete Housley.
Now it's
let's talk about some of the
now
shows.
Now it's the Chinese that walk into a bar and buy it.
Yeah.
Or those Bitcoin kids.
What's with Bitcoin now?
Terrible.
Is it down again?
I think Bobby just wants a spot
on
the show.
Did you share us on Facebook? Were you able to figure that out?
Yeah, I did.
Good. All right, well, we've covered davening. We've covered Joel. I think we're done. I think
we covered the clown shoveling the manure at the circus.
Well, I like telling jokes that are in, you know, like in sequence. Like I would say the one about the two lions were eating a clown, and one said to the other one, "Does this taste funny to you?" They're not necessarily good, but they're in order.
Yes. Yes.
Pete, give us a rundown. Give us a rundown
of
the shows that you've got.
Speaking of comedians that have died.
I put the picture of you and Mel Brooks up on Facebook.
Oh, thanks.
I said, which one of these guys is funny?
Mel Brooks is hilarious. That was an awesome night.
Did you see him? I bet you he did Dancing in the Dark.
He didn't. He did that one-man show down at the Wynn, and it was, he's pretty old, so... It was quite an amazing evening, though.
He's got to be, what, 90 now?
He's 91.
But he's still pretty lucid, active.
Oh,
I mean, the guy's
sharp. His brain is just so sharp. And a buddy of mine is his tour manager. He called me 45 minutes before the show, and he says to me, he says, "Hey, I got an extra ticket to the show. Do you want to sneak down?" I was like, "Oh, this is awesome." Like, I'm literally not in the shower, like, feeding the kids. My wife goes, "You're an idiot if you don't, run down there." And so drove down to the Wynn, got to the show, and I was, like, the last person in the show. And sat down, and my buddy hands me the ticket and a wristband.
Wristband.
And I said, "Well, what's the wristband?" He goes, "Just stick around after the show."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a meet and greet with Mel Brooks. It was so cool. And they take us backstage to meet him. There's this line of people who actually paid for the meet and greet as well. And so there's this massive line, probably 35 people or so.
And you still don't know what you're waiting for?
I know exactly then. But we're at the end. I'm at the end of the line with Carrot Top's sales manager. And
is that Jeff?
Yeah, and not Mullets, somebody else. This is a sales manager. And we're standing at the end of the line, and I'm thinking, "Oh, good, I got a good half an hour or so to, like, ramp up what I'm going to say."
Comb your hair, do whatever, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, Mel Brooks, to me, set, and I don't know about you guys, but he set the comedy standard.
Well, I often talk about Show of Shows.
History of the World?
Pick, I mean, like, look at the writing staff on the Show of Shows. Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner.
Absolutely.
Neil Simon.
I love both those guys.
Imogene Coca. And Sid Caesar.
He talked about that a lot during the one-man show and talking about being on the Show of Shows. And he tells some really fantastic stories, even about, like,
Carl Reiner.
Yeah, just, I mean, some of those guys that he worked with are just, you know, legendary. And so for me, he said that when I was a kid, like, my dad, like, that's what we learned. Like, you know, first movie's Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles.
Young Frankenstein. That was the one that did it for me.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. You know.
What hump?
I mean, what happened when you got up finally? You know.
So, no, this is the best part. So we're at the end of the line. I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, my buddy comes up and he grabs me. He goes, "Come on." I was like, "What?" He bumps us to the front of the line.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not prepared at all to meet Mel Brooks in any way, shape, or form.
How do you prepare?
So they put this one guy in front of me. He's doing a meet and greet, shaking his hand.
Right.
And Jonathan knows me quite well. And I don't think I've ever been at a lack for words.
Yeah.
And I had nothing. Like, so I walked up and I was,
"Come on, really?
Mr. Brooks."
I was like, Ed Norton.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
I know.
And so he was actually, it was really pretty amazing.
Very
but,
gracious, handled it like
a
pro.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. You know, and it was good, but I was definitely tongue-tied.
That happened to me one time. I was on a golf course with Jack Lemmon. And he had a clown. Speaking of clowns, he had a clown with him at a caddy. It was the Frank Sinatra golf tournament. And he was practicing the hole in one, and he looked at me and said, "Do you think anybody would mind if I take some practice shots at the hole in one?" And I said, "No, you're Jack Lemmon." You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We're going to take our first commercial break and come on back.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Sports Radio 920 AM. Happy Monday to you, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. But they're not welcome on Friday, because join us Friday afternoon at Sapphire Pool and Day Club for our Vegas Nonstop Live podcast. Sapphire Pool is now topless, and everything is better with booze and boobs. So get on our guest list by visiting our website at Vegas Nonstop, all one word, VegasNonstop.com. And there's a little registration thing, so we'll get you on the guest list, and hopefully you can all come out and join us on Friday afternoon. Here's the top story for me. You know, I still read the paper every day, and it's a habit that I'm not going to get out of. Action star Steven Seagal named Russian envoy for U.S. ties. Russia has appointed this gets weirder and weirder. Russia has appointed action movie star Steven Seagal as a special envoy for humanitarian ties with the United States. The foreign ministry announced the move Saturday on its Facebook page, which is even funny right there. The actor, who was granted Russian citizenship in 2016, has defended President Vladimir Putin's policies, including Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea. What the heck is...
I'm just glad he's working.
Well, yeah, I mean, his career has been over for a long time.
Listen, if we can send Dennis Rodman to North Korea, why can't we send Steven Seagal to Russia?
You know, what's going to be next? Are they going to send Ant-Man?
I think we're going to send
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Pat Sajak.
Was that tweeted at all? Because I don't know if he's got enough characters.
It was in the paper today. It was in the morning newspaper.
In the RJ?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, your former employer.
My former employer.
You're not bitter. No bitterness there.
Not at all.
All right. Let's get Pete's plugs out. Talk about your shows before we get did he already do a picture?
He did a picture.
Oh, yeah.
During the commercial break, Neil Port and I did a illustration. I don't want to call him a...
That's a cartoon. Cartoon.
What's the difference between a cartoon and a caricature?
Caricature is more realistic. I've always said management not responsible for the way you already look kind of covers me right off the bat.
An impressionist an impersonator and an impressionist.
Oh, are you doing a segue?
Yeah.
Because that's what Gordy Brown is.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I know. So Gordy Brown's headlining, our friend Gordy Brown. You know, I used to smoke cigars every Friday with Gordy and Clint back at the Sterling Club. It's going to be reopening.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
That's all I know, that they're hoping to be open by New Year's Eve, and we had a great time there. Can't wait until it's back, because it's in my neighborhood. And it was a great hangout for people that didn't want to be among the masses. I'll just put it that way.
Sterling Club was fun.
Yeah, Sterling Club was a lot of fun. So you got Gordy Brown. 5 nights a week?
It's 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock.
And you've been experimenting with a lot of other kinds of shows, and I've seen a couple of them, but I don't think I've seen some of the newer ones.
The newest one you have not seen is called The Hilarious 7. And it's 7 comics in 70 minutes. Everybody's given 7 minutes to do their best material. It's we call it the stand-up comedy for the attention deficit. It is quite funny. And if they hit their 7-minute mark, like klaxons go off and red lights and
it's like the gun show.
It ends.
They have
quick.
To hit it to the minute. Seven minutes.
They have
bam.
7 minutes. The
we sent
to
John.
The
I met John, and he's kind of the.
Oh, John Hilder. Yeah, did he come out to Sapphire?
He did. He came out to Sapphire Pool with us the other day.
Great. Yeah, John's the host of that show, and he's a fantastic guy.
That's a great concept. I mean, if you've got seven tight, you know, I don't know what whether it's dying up here or whatever. They go 10 tight. Oh, no, it was this Marvelous Mrs. Maisel show.
Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, my God. If you guys haven't seen Marvel, it's on Amazon,
yeah,
I think.
It's on Amazon.
I hope they do another season of it.
It is fantastic.
It was so, so funny. Thank you, Melissa, for turning me on.
Are the comedians in the same room as Gordy?
Yeah, they're in the same room. Just on his dark nights, we needed to fill the spot. So on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7.
How's the crowds doing for Gordy?
Gordy's doing really, really well.
He's tremendous, by the way.
Well, we had Gordy was with me at Planet Hollywood, and when I took the contract over at Hooters, we offered him the headline spot over there, and it's been absolutely outstanding.
Great. Those two shows?
We also have another show called The Cons of Comedy.
Oh, okay, so you kept that.
Which you've seen, yes.
Yeah, I like the guy that can do the balancing. I guess he was the headliner.
Hubert Rossi. Hubert was just on James Corden's show last week doing bar tricks.
He's amazing.
He can balance on one hand and bounce a basketball at the same time. It's absolutely the craziest thing you've ever
when
seen.
When you say balance on one hand,
he's
like doing a
push-up? Doing a one-handed handstand on a single
and
hand
dribble with the other
and
one.
Jump up and down and dribble with the other hand. It's quite
wow.
crazy. It's on YouTube if you check out James Corden's show, Corden's show from last week.
Wow.
Last Tuesday he was on the TV. It was crazy.
My favorite thing with James Corden is still the Sir Paul McCartney thing with Corden.
Phenomenal.
If you watch that and you don't cry, it's like, then you're never going to be a Beatles fan. The toughest guy is John English was bawling like a baby watching that.
Why?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just tougher than all of us.
No, but I understand. What made you cry?
Atelier.
What made you cry? Going watching him go back to London and see where he got his haircut?
In Liverpool. No, it's just, I don't know. It's just.
I don't know either. That's what I'm asking.
It was emotional.
What was the emotional part of it? I don't get it.
I don't remember. It was touching. Corden was crying.
It was touching. I agree.
Yeah,
was the emotional part maybe if the real Paul was actually doing this way back when? Or are we even going to touch?
I guess like singing when he was talking about his dad, and you know he's talking about singing for his dad, and you know, and Corden was like, you know, he wishes his dad could see him right now in the car with McCartney.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, just in general.
And you wish your dad. Could
and
see
I did
you in
see
the
new It's not new anymore, but the Love Show at the Mirage since they've redone it. And I could see that show like almost every day.
Really?
It's so fantastic of a show. Well, that's the only one.
Great.
The rest of them, I don't, you know, I think it's a nightmare, you know, Frenchman's Nightmare on Acid.
Yeah.
That's the rest of the Cirque du Soleil show.
I've seen enough $300 tickets to French people flipping. I'm good.
I think they have to pay in francs. They have to pay in francs and beans. Okay, so those are the three?
Are the three shows. We have a couple new shows coming, but nothing I can talk about.
And what's
about
that
yet.
Program you've got, the Baboom or Baloo or...
Oh, we have a program at Hooters. It's called the Hooyah program.
The Booyah.
Hooyah.
Hooyah, not Hooyah. Booyah. Hooyah.
The Hooyah program. And it's an entertainment program, and for $50, you can see all our shows and go to a reception at between 5 and 6 every day with free booze and hang out by the pool.
I love the pool. I love the sports room. I love what you've done with the property.
I handle all the entertainment at Hooters, so we do karaoke and music bingo. It's actually something you'd enjoy. It's on Saturday, and it's a musical, like you go and they play tunes and that you have to know the tune and then you play bingo to it and win prizes. It's actually really fun.
What are some of the other changes at the hotel? I haven't been there in a while.
Well,
like
Hooters did
from a food and beverage side, right? That's what my world. Other than Hooters the restaurant,
wings.
Well, it's actually one of the greatest things about Hooters over the last year. New management came in, and they did a huge renovation of the property, but they also put in, they took out the old Mad Onion restaurant that used to be up front there.
Thank goodness.
And they put in a Steak and Shake, which is the world's largest Steak and Shake. You know, hey, it actually moves
it's a
lot.
It's a name, I would imagine.
You know,
people aren't afraid of burgers and shakes.
It does pretty well, and it's actually inexpensive.
Yeah.
Like, you can eat there, you and your family can eat for like $20.
Yeah.
And it's pretty nice. At the same time, we also kind of created some other areas. The underground space, which I think you saw, was a bar. It used to be called Pregame Everything. It's Hooters. Used to look like a sports bar. So we kind of retooled that space, and it's got all a little more gourmet kind of pub style food in there.
Where's that at?
It's on the other side of the casino, just past the sports book.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And it's a cool little quaint dark thing. And but man, they sell everything over there from pita and hummus to like some great barbecue. And,
it's still casual dining.
Yeah, it's casual dining, but you know, we're trying to get away from everywhere at Hooters getting wings. So.
Yeah. Well, great value, too. I see it's like, you know, incredible prices on rooms and no resort fee.
We
and,
are the home of the $15 bucket of beer, so you can get five beers.
And I think
for
that would be
bucks,
Bud Light, so. If I'm not
it's
mistaken.
Bud, any Bud product.
Any Bud product. Yeah. Yeah, Bud Lime?
I don't think we have that now.
I love the Bud Lime. I love the Bud Lime when it's 120 degrees outside.
Bud Rita, the strawberry Rita.
You know, I always wondered why it should be called Hooters and it should have been called Butts instead, because whoa. You know, seem to feed, you know, show the derriere, if I could use another French word like yeah, that, atelier. That,
those orange shorts.
Yeah, they were in shorts. It was even more butt.
I feel like we should get you a pair to wear on the show.
I could do a cartoon of that just to show you what it looked like, a little prelude.
I'm not sure we could show that on Facebook.
No, we wouldn't
though.
Be able to.
Honey, I'm coming home in the orange shorts tonight. We're dining out at Hooters. It's all going to go well. Melissa, we're going to Hooters.
Wow.
So love that. I love that classic idea.
My first restaurant management job as a general manager was with a Hooters franchise in Long Island.
Awesome.
And I had a lot of fun there.
Isn't it pronounced Long Island?
Not if you don't live there.
If you don't live there.
The Hooters here is not actually owned by Hooters in America, though. The Hooters Casino is not.
It's some guys from Chicago,
it's
right?
It's a couple guys out of Chicago that own a whole bunch of other chain hotels. So.
Does HOA of America still exist, though?
Yeah, of course. Wow. And they have, you know, franchise rules and everything else.
Oh,
that,
I know
have
all
to
the
play.
Rules.
But it's the world's busiest Hooters and the world's largest steak and shake right there on wow. the Hooters Casino property.
Wow.
The
I gotta
biggest
come check
Hooters
it out.
Is still at the Palms. It's the world's largest footprint.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone.
And free parking.
Yes, true.
And they actually have a William Hill kiosk sportsbook in there if you want to go wager. So I've definitely made a few.
It's more than a kiosk. It's a desk.
Well, I mean, it's this big.
It's a TV tray.
When we talk about sports books in Vegas.
True, I wouldn't call it
a
sports book.
It's a desk. Yeah. There's a couple of tables, but there have been times when I want to make a quick wager. I'm on the ship. I'll pull right into Hooters.
Because you can pull in free park
right there in the deck, walk in and out.
Yep, make your
bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. Grab a bucket of beer.
Grab a bucket of chicken. It sounds very much like another theme song.
Well, hello.
They didn't tagline Hooters.
It was great during
more than boobs.
During hockey, like during the Knights games, like it was awesome because a lot of people came to Hooters and parked and then walked to the game, stopped and pre-gamed with us because beer was inexpensive.
Well, we should probably say that you're on Tropicana just east of Las Vegas Boulevard, so a 5-iron away. So you can go to Hooters and do your partying before the hockey game or before you're going to a concert. And I used to stay there when I went before
the rooms
I,
are
before
nice.
I
Everything's
here.
Renovated. It's
yeah,
actually,
I liked it.
It's actually really nice.
Or a Tiger Woods sandwich away. You and I hit the five. He's hitting a sandwich.
Yeah, he's hitting the sandwich. Major League Baseball. Speaking of sports, Jeffrey with a G-Line 1, go ahead. Are you ready? American League, you want to go through it? In the East?
Is there really anything else to talk about?
Well, if you want to talk about sweeping, you want to talk about your Red Sox sweeping for probably the first time since like 1935.
Take it easy. It's the first time they swept a four-game home series in a long time. It's not the first time we've beaten the Yankees.
Since the 30s.
And took them out to the woodshed.
In a sweep. In a four-game sweep.
I love how you added the woodshed ending to that. That was well done.
Listen,
so you're pretty confident.
As a lifelong Red
half.
Sox fan, and obviously we got off the Schneider in 04, and we've won a couple of championships since then, watching games like last night, even though it was a difference of being up 9.5 versus 7.5 games, watching that comeback and seeing it done to them as they had done to us for so many decades is where I took my most pleasure.
Well, did you listen to Yankee skipper comment after the game? I mean, what can you
Aaron,
say?
Aaron bleeping boom.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to put the bleeping in there. I mean, what can you say to a team? Maybe this is what gets us going. I mean, really?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully something gets them going because they've just lost four in a row for the first time all year. Their two stars, Sanchez and Aaron Judge, are on the DL, and they're headed to the White Sox tonight to play, I think, a sub-500 White Sox team. So let's see how they do there.
Well, the rest of their schedule, and correct me if I'm wrong, there are 25-plus games left. They're playing teams that have losing records opposed to the Red Sox, who have teams with winning records. You know, how many games are left, Jeffrey? Do you know the number?
About 60-something,
about 50
right?
games.
50 games left.
We're about two-thirds through the way of the
with
season. I think the Sox have played 108 games or something.
Yeah,
right
but with
about
a 9.5-game lead, if the Red Sox go 30-20, which is okay
even
baseball.
Even if they play 500 ball.
Yeah. What do the Yankees have to do?
Play 750
ball. 750 ball. It's not going to happen.
No.
You know, and I hear the arguments, you know, you got Judge out, you got Sanchez out, you got to shift the lineup, guys drop down in the lineup, it changes the... Listen, Sox have been without Mookie Betts for a while. You know, you've got Rodriguez... Well,
by the way, Chris biggest Sale's, concern right now is Chris Sale on the DL.
I'm not concerned.
With shoulder inflammation, you should be concerned.
Two starts he's going to miss. You know what? I would much rather...
You're a former pitcher.
Yes.
You understand how these injuries
right.
are. He's a lefty who puts a lot of torque on that shoulder and
correct.
Elbow. Okay?
Correct. But and you don't throw with your arm, but go ahead.
I understand you throw with your legs. Have
correct.
You ever seen the guy?
He's
about as big as... He can hide behind a flagpole.
And if he stuck his tongue out, he'd look more like a... Begins with a Z. We won't go there.
That's
okay,
fine. But, right. My point is... Having said that, right, guys, are you pitch him
all
down
legs,
here.
All legs.
So that could also be an issue but where, because he doesn't have the bottom strength, he's putting more torque on that shoulder as a lefty with 98
well, he comes,
mile an hour velocity.
He drops
he
down
comes
three
across.
Quarter
correct.
Across. Right? But me personally, I don't have an issue with it. I love the fact, I don't like that he's hurt, but I love the fact that he's hurt now. Because you can give him
agreed.
You can
extended
give him
rest.
Extended
especially
rest.
Especially
right
with
now.
The lead that we have.
Correct.
So
that's
I don't mind if he misses three, four starts, to be
I
honest
agree.
With you.
I agree.
But
I,
my concern is, what is he going to be when he comes back?
He'll be fine.
Is he going to be Cy Young Chris Sale? Or is he going to pitch a couple of games where, like, all of a sudden the velocity's down? He's not hitting his spots. That movement that we see so often isn't there.
You can do that from game to game. You know what? Sure. Give a guy an extended rest. Let the arm heal. Let him get back. He's still working out, he's just not throwing.
Okay. Right.
He's still working out.
All right.
Listen,
that's enough.
I think it's fair to say the Red Sox are going to win the American League East. You know, I'm not going to curse them or whatever, but I don't see a 10-game gap being made up by the Yankees here. They're on pace to win 113 games this year, which would be the fourth best regular season of all time. The last time the Red Sox won 100 games in the regular season was 1946.
That's right. Now, the team that I think you got to watch.
Well, let's stay on this for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take our next commercial break, come back with more Major League Baseball, and get into a little football after that. Listen to Vegas Nonstop on NBC.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Yo, Hello. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop, trying to wake up on a Monday afternoon, get this week started. We're talking a little bit of baseball. We've got Pete Housley in studio. We've got Neil Portnoy in studio. And my sidekick, kicking the side, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. So we're talking Major League Baseball. We covered your Boston Red Sox 9.5 games ahead of the Yankees. In the Central, in the American League, you've got the Indians that are 9 games ahead of the Twins.
I don't think there's going to be an issue there with Cleveland moving on as well. They're going to be your Central division winners.
I think the team you got to watch right now is the Oakland Athletics. They are on a tear.
You're jumping ahead.
Yeah, but you know what? They're 2 games behind the Yankees in the wild card.
And by the way, they're only four games out of the Astros.
And yeah, by the way, they just put Springer on the DL today.
Jerry?
To go along with Correa and Altuve. You got 3 of their stud players that are now on the DL.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. Ever since Altuve, and I said it when he went down, ever since Altuve went down, he's the guy that sets the table at the top of the order.
I agree.
He's also that spark plug on the field. I mean, this guy, you want to talk about 5 tools, he does it all. Altuve at 5'6 or 5'5, whatever he is, he's a beast. So he's out now. Your World Series hero, George Springer, is out now. And Carlos Correa, your shortstop is out. So you're in a lot of – you have one of your best outfielders and 2 infielders, and all 3 are leaders on the team.
We were talking earlier during the break that Oakland just picked up a pitcher from
– Mike Fierce from the Tigers, who's a nice middle relief guy. He's been around. He's not going to be afraid. He can eat up some innings for you, give some guys some rest on their arms.
Jeffrey, their starting rotation at Oakland – you can't name the top 4 guys starting. They're nobodies that were released by players that you could have picked up on the waiver wire. And they're studs right now.
Yeah, they only have 1 10-game winner. And everyone else is like 7-6, you know, 6-7. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Beanball.
Yeah, it is Billy Beanball. Sabermetrics to a T.
Yep.
No, you're 100% right. You can't name any stud at the top of the line, at the rotation. But by the way, that will also come back to hurt them in the playoffs when they are going against the Chris Sales, the Severinos, the Dallas Keuchels of the world.
The cream rises to the top, and that's where you get
but I'm
at
saying,
that level.
During the course of the year, you can win 7 out of 3, 8 out of 2, 15 out of 20, a little easier, especially if the if your schedule is lining up properly and you're playing the Kansas Cities and to some extent, the Minnesota Twins, maybe, even the San Francisco Giants are sort of cellar dwellers this year. They're not really playing great
ball. How about Baltimore? They down in Terre Haute.
They might go down with the worst record ever. But let me tell you about a team in the National League that you need to look
at. I was going to get into the East. Phillies are 1.5 games ahead of the Braves.
That's the team you need to watch right there.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Phillies, let me tell you something. I think they're now 2 games ahead in the NL East. This team is a lot of fun to watch. They have great pitching. They do have a stud at the top by the name of Aaron Nola, who can carry a rotation in a series.
I watched him last week. That kid can throw the ball.
So as a former pitcher, tell me what you saw.
I saw consistency on both sides of the plate.
Inside and outside.
Inside out. Change of speeds and a great game plan where he mixes all 3 of his pitches. You don't know what's coming. And hitting is nothing more than timing, and pitching is upsetting timing. He does it better than anybody I've seen this year.
Neil, ask me just like this. Say, Jonathan, how come there's so many great Polish comedians?
Jonathan, how come there is
timing? National League Central Division. My Cubbies are ahead by only one game.
I just want to go back. I want to speak to the NL East still, okay?
Okay, Phillies.
The Nationals didn't do anything with Bryce Harper at the trade deadline. I don't think this team's going to make the playoffs because they're not only behind the Phillies, they're also behind a really young, fun Atlanta team to watch.
Yeah, Atlanta, you don't hear too much about them.
Washington's got a lot of problems, but they also have a lot of talent. I wouldn't be surprised if towards the second half of the year you started seeing, maybe not Harper, but you're going to start seeing them making some moves to some players. I think the Red Sox could pick up some arms from the Nationals, and they could help fill that starting rotation.
Dombrowski, you know what? Do you trade away the future?
Not the future, no. Well, and let me tell you something. If you have an expensive starter in your rotation now for the Nationals that you don't think you're going to be able to maybe re-sign next year or keep on the team, now you're not even looking for that much to get rid of the guy. Give me some young kids in the farm system that have some talent that could help us down the road because they're full of stars right now. Trey Turner, Rendon, Zimmerman. These are all, who knows what Bryce Harper's going to make. So
Zimmerman.
Plays third base for the...
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
Ryan Zimmerman. And he was injured for a while.
I'd pick him up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd pick him up in a heartbeat.
I would too, but we don't need a Zimmerman necessarily.
We always need a Zimmerman.
We need a left we need a left-handed reliever. We have none.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because our starting rotation is full of lefties, and we have no left-handed relief.
Yeah, we're talking Red Sox, of course.
National League
Jonathan,
Central
Division. How do you feel
about
left-handed relief?
It's like dating someone new.
Can you ask him on Friday at
it's
Sapphire?
It's like dating someone new. Cubbies, my Cubbies are only one game ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers. Front row, what do you think? I know you've been making comments against my Cubs all season.
I'm not a fan of the Cubs. I don't like the way we're playing. We started this weekend. They lost 2 out of 3 to San Diego.
Yeah.
Lester was at home yesterday pitching against San Diego, minus 200. They fall down 5-1. They come back to tie the game, 5-5, and then take a crap all over themselves and lose in 10 innings, 10-6.
Well, you can't fault them for that. We've all done that.
I'm a fan.
I saw you do that
when John Lester can't beat the Padres at home in August, you got some troubles. Okay, this team can't win games. They've got their relief pitching. I don't know what happened to them because this team used to be full of great arms. Now they can't even get out of their starting pitching. And you have Chris Bryant on the DL, who's a leader in the team and obviously a great batter in the lineup who protects guys around him like Schwarber. I still love this kid at second base or Reyes. This kid's going to be fun to watch for years. But I don't know what Madden's doing this year, but this doesn't look like the same team we've seen the last 2 years.
Well, you got to get Mike Bryant in here.
I still have faith in Madden. You know, he does. Listen, leadoff hitter, you know, is he still in the number one slot, or is he back in third? Your first baseman for the Cubbies.
Rizzo.
Rizzo. Yeah, you don't really want Rizzo leading off.
But he's done he's done very well as a leadoff hitter.
No, I know,
Matt is one of the first managers to have your pitcher batting eighth, where it's been always traditional your pitcher would bat ninth.
Yeah, not always. Some guys move it around eighth and ninth.
Matt is one of the first guys to do that, if my memory serves me correct.
You are.
National League West, Arizona Diamondbacks, Los Angeles Dodgers, both tied 2 games ahead of the Colorado Rockies.
I don't know. I can't. I don't have any faith in the Dodgers. I really don't. I can't.
I like Arizona.
Arizona's starting to come around. Goldie's starting to hit.
Well, it's a nice state. It's a little hot, but, you know, I live in hot.
Listen, both of these teams are stacked with talent. The Dodgers have much more talent, and yet Arizona finds a way to win games when they have to, and the Dodgers don't. I mean, they just had a tough series with Houston. They lost 14-0 at home on Saturday.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
They murdered.
14-0? Come on. You can't score a run at home?
The second half, they were going to come back.
They won by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, come back and talk a little NFL. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work.
Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas nonstop right around NBC Sports Radio. Started watching Guardians of the Galaxy, and this is how they start on the second episode, the sequel, if you will, to Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Special dedication goes out to Melissa for Mr. Blue. Guys, you know, we had our first NFL game, which was exhibition game, which was the Hall of Fame game. But Thursday, we've got lots of games going on. It's the first preseason week, week one. We've got Buffalo playing in Buffalo against Carolina. I know you don't bet these, Jeffrey, with a G.
I do not.
But you want to talk about the teams individually. Does Buffalo have anything going on this year?
Oh, absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, they just picked up a wide receiver from another team over the weekend that traded to him. Obviously, they still have Shady McCoy in the backfield.
Shady McCoy.
Very good, solid defense. The problem with Buffalo, as with it is with every other
the
team
wings.
In the AFC East, is true. They play in the same division as the Patriots. It makes it very difficult to have to aspire for playoffs when you have to go up against a team that wins 12, 13 games every year.
And Panthers?
You know what? I fell off the Panther bandwagon when they lost that Super Bowl and I saw Cam Newton run away from a fumble.
And what kind of shape is Cam Newton in?
I don't care if he comes in with an S on his chest and a bulletproof vest. This is not a man that can lead men to championship status. He just cannot do it.
No leadership
it's
qualities.
It's not in his DNA. He is not a leader of men.
Cincinnati against my Chicago Bears in Cincinnati. What about Cincinnati? What do you think there?
Ultimate choke team. I can't believe Marvin still has a job there. Great talent on the field. They just don't know how to execute. I would take the Bears in that one. I don't even know what the line is or where it is.
2.5?
Sure, if you say so. Well, I like what I saw from the Bears against Baltimore. They never gave up. They hung right in there. Listen, Harbaugh has his team ready to play every day, okay?
Harbaugh,
that's a tough team.
Is a bum.
And even if it is the first preseason game, the Bears showed a lot of spunk. I'm interested to see what Trubisky's going to do. I like that defense. Who's favorite in that game? The Bears?
Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati?
2.5 in Cincinnati. That's
I'll take the Bears on the money line.
All right. Miami Dolphins in Miami against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What are they wearing underneath their Buccaneers hats?
Buccaneers.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't think you're going to see famous Jameis. I don't think you're going to see any of the real players in this game, which is why I hate betting preseason, because you have no idea what sort of strategy the coach is using for him to gauge what he has or doesn't have to work with. I'll take Tampa Bay for the Battle of Florida.
New York Giants favored by 1.5 against Cleveland Browns. Only 1.5.
Here's what's interesting, man. I was listening to some of the bookmakers last week.
About the Browns?
About the Giants. There's a ton of Super Bowl money and coming in on the Giants.
Really?
I think they opened them up like at 30-1, and now they're like down to 12-1. Listen, I'm a big Saquon Barkley fan, but if you think Eli Manning in this year is going to take any team to a Super Bowl, listen, whatever you're smoking, you should be sharing with everyone else.
Well, I'm happy to do that. But the morning line on the Giants is 25-1.
Oh, I think that came down in some local books.
This was this morning.
Okay.
Morning line's 25-1. On
I don't think the Giants have a chance.
Think
to
it's the last season for Eli Manning?
I hope so. He better hope so.
He hasn't been happy at home in years.
I'll take the Cleveland Browns in that game.
Really?
Absolutely. What's the line?
1.5.
That's it, huh? What does that tell you?
None of the spreads are big.
What does that tell you?
That none of the spreads matter.
Because they don't know who's playing
Nobody
either.
Nobody knows who's going to show
up. How come there's no lines of 3.5 or 6 or anything like that?
There's a 3.5.
Who's the 3.5?
The 49ers against the Cowgirls in San Francisco.
And San Fran's favorite?
Men are men and sheep are scared.
San Fran's favorite by
3.5? Where the women wear their skirts so high, you can almost see their wieners.
And who's favorite, Jonathan?
The 49ers.
By 3.5 over the Cowboys?
Over the Cowgirls.
Interesting. Again, I don't think you'll see Jimmy G or any of the other starters in that one. And I know that Jason Garrett's going to want to see what he has, given that Dez Bryant still hasn't signed anywhere. He's going to want to take a look at some. I'll take the Cowboys +3.5. That's my second play.
Philadelphia Beagles in Philly against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, this is an interesting one, right? You have these in-state rivals that absolutely hate those. Each other, which is great. Yeah. It's no different when the Flyers play the Penguins or the Pirates play the Phillies.
I love the Penguins.
What's the line in this one?
3.
But for who?
Philly.
3 for Philly? Take the Steelers.
Because they're at home. Because they're at home.
Yeah, listen, Eagles are. You got me saying it now. Eagles are defending.
Mission accomplished.
Eagles are defending champs. The only thing I say is you may see Carson Wentz in there for a few snaps just to see how he is with live players, just to see, and you don't know what quarterback you're going to go with.
You might.
But listen, for him to come back from that injury and be a starter, how do you feel? I mean, it's just wild. But you're not going to see Big Ben on the field. No Antonio Brown. No Le'Veon Bell. So I'll take the Steelers still with that one. I'll take the 3.
And we're still going to want a 3 pick for tonight from you. But
In baseball.
Jacksonville. Surprising from last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing New Orleans in Jacksonville. Jacksonville favored by 2.5.
Saints. I think the Saints can go to the Super Bowl this year.
Last year for Drew Brees?
No.
No, maybe 2 more. He's sitting in the same conversation with Brady. I'm curious to see what Brady does this year. There's a lot of changes from last year's regime, and not only in terms of players on the field, but obviously coaches. And I think there's still a lot of bad blood from the Super Bowl with both Malcolm Butler not playing, players being upset by it, Gronk's sort of, I'm not sure if I'm coming back, comments after the game. But I don't know. I think Brady's going to have a decent year. I don't think he's going to be MVP type guy again.
Your Patriots in New England against the Redskins. Patriots are favored by 4.
Bet against New England in every preseason game you can, because Bill doesn't care. Yeah. As a matter of fact, week 1 is their 5th preseason game of the year. And he'll tell you that all the time. I always bet against the Patriots throughout the preseason if I'm betting it, and I always bet against them game 1.
Yeah. Packers is a pick against Tennessee Titans in Green Bay.
Again,
the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Tough situation, right? I keep calling him Favre.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
Fred Rodgers?
I keep calling him Favre.
Favre.
Coming off an injury, he's not going to see any snaps. They're not going to have the number one guys out there. I don't know.
Chiefs Houston and KC.
Houston's interesting, man. That's going to be a tough defense again this year. And I think that their offense, if you have, what's his name, healthy, the kid that went out, the freshman, the rookie from Clemson, the Deshaun Jackson?
Jackson.
Yeah. I don't think you'll see him on the field, but he's a game changer. That dude can play. He can hum the ball, and he can really run, too.
Seattle against Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck back this year. But they're not going to be probably not going to put him on the field. Maybe they will.
Well,
who's
maybe
that?
They will.
And the Colts, yeah.
No, they say he's going to play, but I still think they're not going to bring him out in preseason. Why risk it after all the time he's missed? I mean, that's your franchise right there. What they need to do is invest in an offensive line.
Seattle by 2.5 on that.
Protect them.
There's a couple of games on Fridays: the Jets against Atlanta in New York, and Oakland against Detroit. Those are Saturday games, and it's 2.5 and a 3 spread. And then at night, there's, I guess, Denver against Minnesota and Arizona against the L.A. Chargers.
Denver against Minnesota. What's the total in that game?
34.5.
Under.
Yeah. Well, they're all about 34, 35, 36.
And all the lines are the same. All the totals are the same, because that's why it's not worth betting.
Well, all right. You got a 3 pick for us real quick for tonight?
Uh-oh.
That's the music. Do you have anything?
What am I going to do?
I want to thank Pete Housley from Hooters Hotel and Casino Resort. Cons of Comedy and all kinds of other shows. Gordy Brown. Call, you got your own ticket thing, don't you?
Yeah. AdmitVegas.com.
AdmitVegas.com. Go for tickets. Neil Portnoy, always great to have you here and your insight on baseball. So I've been Portnoy. Get Portnoy. Visit Portnoy Gallery.
Portnoy Gallery on Oki, 1537 Oki Boulevard here in Vegas.
Bring the kids, bring mom and
you ready
dad.
For three
Here's
dog,
three
you ready pick. For 3 dog nights?
What do you got?
I got Philadelphia Phillies over Arizona, +25. Texas at home, over Seattle, plus 25 cents. And Cincinnati on the road against Syndergaard.
Eat well, party hard. Make sure and join us on Friday at Sapphire. Visit the website, VegasNonstop.com. Eat well, party hard.